Test 76, Section 3, Question 5. Here, we're looking for the flaw because it presumes without justification. So it's a flawed assumption, essentially. And it says, recently, some religions have updated the language of their texts and replaced traditional rituals with more contemporary ones. So just kind of updating religion and the rituals. These changes have been followed by increases in attendance at places of worship affiliated with these. So, and they've seen increases. This shows that any such modernization will result in increased numbers of worshipers. And the problem with this is a correlation causation problem. Just because we know that they've done X and it resulted in Y, that doesn't mean that doing X always will result in it. And it also, we don't even know whether that was the cause. So, it assumes without justification that not every religion can. Well, actually, if anything, it's kind of assuming that some, that they all can. Modernization will not involve alteration of their messages. It doesn't really matter whether it's the message, it's whether or not it will increase numbers. Modernization of texts and rituals was the cause of their increases in attendance. Yes, that's kind of our problem, is we don't know that that's what did it. Maybe those two things are unrelated. Making texts and rituals more modern is the only way. The thing is, we don't have to assume it's the only way, just that it will work if we do it. And then the growth in attendance at places of worship affiliated with religions that made their texts is irreversible. We don't have to assume anything about irreversibility. And so therefore, C is definitely our best answer.